Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the queries, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. Well, today in our studio, we have with us very talented expert. She is Sister Salma Khalafan, and the more I talk about her, it is less indeed. Well, she's an expert in Islamic upbringing, and today we have had this pleasure to invite her, and we're going to discuss some of the very important issues, especially regarding the teenagers, with her today. Assalamu alaikum, ma'am.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, sister, we have a question from a teenager who comes from a religious family, but he is very fond of a friend who is corrupt. And now his question is, what should he be doing?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, sometimes it happens so that, two people get into relationship or friendship in such a way that you can't let go then. So this teenager says that his friend is corrupt, but he himself comes from a religious family, meaning that he practices his religion nicely, right? What he should do is that first he should use his love towards his friend as a means of advising his friend. You see, in Islam, we have this beautiful concept of wilayat. That means if you want to win the love of Allah, yeah, you guide others as well under the one umbrella to achieve that unity. So you want, and that's why Amr bil Maruf and Nahi Anil Munkar is there to join people towards
for
there.
Good
so
and
that you want
benign.
Everyone to move together.
Okay.
You know, Yadullah ma'al jama'ah. Allah's hand is with the whole mankind, the whole humanity. Allah wants everyone to be guided, not only yourself as a person. So he should use, and love is a very crucial element in guiding others. When you go as a muballigh, first when you win over the people, that's when they listen to you.
Okay.
But if you just go with strict rules, however much you can do, as in you have an oratory power, or you can, for example, you have a lot of education or high words that you have to say, but still people would, you know, respect that so much as when they become attracted to you through love. So this is an element that will easily make a person listen to you. So I'm advising the teenager that use this as a tool to advise your friend. Like in Surah Al-Hamd, we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the right path, not only myself.
We use a plural.
So now you are practicing that ayah.
Yeah.
And there's a beautiful hadith, the prophetic tradition that says, guiding one person is better than the worldly life and all that it contains.
Wow.
Everything that contained, that much sawab there is. And also another ayat of the Holy Quran that says, فَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَ أَحْيَا النَّاسِ جَمِيعًا. That you never know with guiding that person, if he's rightly guided, it's like you've guided the whole nation. A person is like a nation, you know?
Yeah.
You can do so much. So I should tell the teenager that don't forget that love is good when it reaps goodness. But
okay,
it's useless otherwise.
Okay.
It has to reap goodness. And when it's a means of deviation, that means it transfers bad morals to each other. So love can be a means of deviation also when it transfers the bad morals. So unfortunately, if this teenager shies off or doesn't want to play his role, he will get the bad moral characteristics of the teenager, the friend.
Yeah.
So before, you know, that happens and that pounces upon him, he should be clever enough to guide that this is Fred because he really loves him. So the effects should also come out. And of course, when we see a rational person is one who thinks of the outcome of things and considers the actual situation, like what is important and what is more important. Important is my love for my friend. I'll stick by it. But what is more important is that he should not change me, right? I should change him.
Yeah.
So the teenager has to reflect and know about these things.
Yeah.
That he should not come under the trap of Shaitan.
Exactly. Well, sister, we'll discuss more with you on that interesting topic after a short break. Now, listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we have Sister Salma Khalfan today with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Furqan, verse number 28, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya waylati laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila. Woe to me, I wish I had never taken so-and-so as my close friend. So, Sister, you know, in this verse, Allah is trying to warn us, wake up us, that on that day you will be saying, woe to me, I don't know why I took that particular person as my particular khalil, my friend. So why do we continue making friends while we know that it can have an impact which can change my life in that world tomorrow? So you are helping us understand what to be doing.
Yeah. Another thing that I would find useful in educating this teenager is to practice what he preaches. If he does that, the effect will be very strong. For example, if he tells the friend, for example, that, you know, don't use this kind of language, or respect your elders, or try to not call your mother in a very bad way. You know, like some people, they have such a loose tongue that they call their parents or the old man or the old woman without any respect. So if you practice what you preach, and if your friend finds you in such situations, then it will have a very strong impact.
Okay.
So always this person who is advising the friend should practice whatever he preaches and then advise him.
It's been throughout the upbringing process, throughout training someone,
yeah.
What a common point we have been learning here is that you got to be acting on what you're preaching.
Yes, and that's only when it will have an effect. And the third thing that I would advise the teenager is that take this that a friend of his to places where he would be exposed to spirituality. Like, for example, take him to the mosque or make him listen to Quran, let them listen to Quran together and discuss some few verses, even if it's one verse, something very important, because Quran is something like it kind of plays a very great role in your mind and your heart. So sometimes, even sometimes one who has the least of faith when listens to Quran might cry because they're revolved inside. So if you have such a good friend, like you are such a like practicing friend, you want that friend to change. So of course you'll invite them towards these good kind of qualities, right? Reading Quran, reading dua together.
And okay.
And then also reflecting on Allah's favors done on the person. Trying to remind them that, you know, for example, all these ni'mats that we have, if we didn't have them, how would it be? Discussing this kind of talk, you know, to with a...
Have a spiritual discussion.
Have a spiritual discussion in a way that not to make it sound very spiritual.
Okay.
So that the teenage friend, you know, who is not so...
Gets bored.
Yeah, gets bored. And then take him to places with excitement. Make it sound exciting so that, the you know, like normally people think that such places are boring. But make it sound exciting. For example, if it's an occasion, make things be very interesting for him to listen to or to like involve himself in, you know, like charity works, things like making people happy. How to do that often, like, for example, you make him even go to places where there are good banquets offered, for example, good food offered, so that he can be attracted, firstly, to these kind of things. So that when that attraction will come, then of course...
Other things will come automatically.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Sister, I'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. يا مقضي
الخيرات The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Sister Salma Khalfan with us, and we are talking about a friend who is fond of a friend who himself comes from a religious family but likes a friend who is kind of corrupt, and Sister is helping us how to be dealing with such kind of friends. Yes, Sister.
Yes, last but not least, I would say that take it one step at a time. Don't expect that he should overnight change himself. You know, or if he's, for example, disregarding all the things that are his duties that Allah has kept for him, but he practices only one of them, encourage him in that one that he's doing. Don't expect that he should overnight change and do everything. Okay?
Yeah.
Start with the easy for him.
Right.
For example, if he's disrespecting his parents, or he's, for example, has a bad eye to look at, you know, like a people who are, you know, if it's a boy, maybe looking at girls or something. Try to just work on one aspect first.
You should not be expecting all change at a certain time.
At a particular time. Slow but sure. And you know, this is actually hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah loves it when a person acts on one thing that he increases their capacity to act on other things. He's happy with them.
Right.
So he makes the flow of hidayat go on. Like, if he's praying nicely, promptly, on time, then Allah will instigate him to pray the right prayer also. Or if he's, for example, the girl is reading Quran, every day, Allah will put that hidayat on her to even do hifz of Quran. You know, these kind of things, they come with the flow of, that's Allah who's guiding. It's only Allah who can guide.
Yeah.
So you have to do your part, as it's saying, one step at a time, encouraging them, then you see automatically he'll accept the others as they come on. And Allah will make him do the rest easier than the first step taken. But you need to push that first step.
And what you have been guiding us throughout the session is that when this friend is guiding the other one, he should be taking into consideration the tone he's using. It should not be very boring. It should not be sounding so spiritual that the one who is already corrupt and is not much into religion starts getting bored and does not accept whatever is coming. And what is to be kept into consideration by this teenager over here is that not to work on all aspects at a particular time.
Yes, it won't
Things go. Do not change overnight. It needs efforts.
Yeah.
And when he starts one step, and Allah will be with him.
Yes.
We'll Thank you.
10 steps ahead for him.
Thank you so much, Sister, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any queries, you can feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also listen to our programs again. Go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. You can go to the tab Call of Islam, COI, and find out an archive of our programs there. Also, look for us in the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. Until another session, Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life. a complete way.